Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom. So this morning I was looking through my phone and I saw this adorable video of Aria, and she was playing in the bath and giggling and splashing and laying down, and it brought me so much joy in general, but also because it just had me reflect on, you know, 2 weeks ago when this was not my reality. It was the opposite. She was boycotting bath hard, and she's been boycotting bath hard for months now. And that switch had happened really quickly months ago. She liked the bath, and one day she's just like, nope, I'm not doing this. Obviously, she's less than two when this happened and cannot explain to me what is going on in her mind, but is very clear that she is not having it. And here's the thing, she still has to take a bath. And so it's been months of me navigating how to give her a bath without forcing her. And is it going to be like this forever? And as a third-time mom, I've had a lot of peace throughout the boycott, which is kind of surprising, knowing that this feels really hard right now, bathing my crying child. And it won't be like this forever. She's not going to go to college hating the bath. We will find a way through it. And here we are, you know, months later with her refusing to get out of the bath.
And, you know, Becca, I love that you bring up that story and share just those moments from the hard to the beautiful in all of this. And as I'm hearing you say this, it's really reminding me that as humans, we have what's called cognitive distortions. And it's these faulty ways of thinking. And one cognitive distortion in particular is overgeneralizing. And when we overgeneralize, we make this broad assumption based off of limited experience. And so I know for myself as a new mom, I think particularly to when my oldest was 3 years old and he would have these terrible tantrums and it felt like they would last forever. And in these moments where he's throwing these fits and I feel like I have no idea what to do because nothing is soothing him, nothing is helping the situation, it's lasting for so long, I started making up these stories in my head that this is going to last forever. He's always going to do this, that I'm ruining him, that I'm not a good mom. And I'm using this one experience to draw this whole conclusion that wasn't based in the actual truth of what was going to happen as he grew and evolved over time and made sense of his feelings and his emotions and how he's able to emotionally regulate moving forward. But I think it's so easy as moms, especially first-time moms, to have a situation like your child does not want to go in the bath, they're refusing bath and it feels so hard, or maybe your child is refusing sleep, or maybe your child is having these temper tantrums. And in those moments, it feels like it's going to last forever. It feels like you're never going to outgrow them. And I know for myself, now being a third-time parent, I'm able to sit in those more effectively, not, you know, amazing every single time, but more effectively to have that mindset shift of it won't be like this forever. And also asking myself, am I overgeneralizing? Am I taking a single situation and making it into this assumption that's simply not going to be true? Clay is not going to be 15 years old, hopefully, having these huge temper tantrums because he's going to be able to learn and grow through the process.
Well, I just love how you explained what our brain is doing in the background of that overgeneralization. And it makes so much sense, especially as a first-time mom, how this would play out because you do have limited experience. And with each child I've had, I've gained more experience. They're all different. I'm a different mom. How I handle it is different. And so my brain is able to take more experiences in and recognize that it isn't going to be like this forever, that each phase shifts, and that I'm able to then let go of some of the control that I have, that I'm trying to have over a situation, because I think back to when my oldest was 2 and did the exact same thing. Boycotted the bath hard. And I'm not talking like, I don't want to go in the bath. I'm talking like blood curdling, screaming, fighting, hitting, like the bath was the worst possible thing that could happen. And so with him, that was my only experience. That is all I knew. And so I was also experiencing postpartum depression, anxiety, which I didn't recognize at the time. And now that I'm looking back at it, I dove so deeply into feeling like it was going to last forever. Each decision, each moment, everything that I did, I thought, okay, this is going to determine the rest of his life. This one parenting moment, how I navigate the bath, brushing teeth, getting him dressed, handling tantrums in this one moment is going to be pivotal in the outcome of his life. And that's just absurd, but that is what I deeply believed.
Yeah. And in that moment, you're thinking, I either am setting him up for success or I'm setting him up for failure. And the weight of the world on your shoulders in that moment as you're determining the outcome, which now being on the outside or being a third time parent, you're able to recognize that that just simply isn't the case.
Exactly. And wow, what a gift to remove that weight and also to recognize that you aren't the end all. Look, parents are really important. Mom is really important. How you handle each situation is very important. And your kid has a say too. And there's other factors going on. And so you can create the best environment and do the best that you can. And then just be at peace knowing that the phases will shift. You will grow and your kid will grow. And over time, hopefully, you will recognize that the overgeneralization, which is totally normal for your brain to do, isn't serving you.
And you're right. Our brain goes to overgeneralizing because it's trying to make sense of a situation that feels really uncomfortable. And so as you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I do this. What do I do about it? I just want to give you 2 simple steps to take. The first one is just have the awareness. When you recognize you're going to, I'm such a terrible mom, this is going to last forever, this is so hard, I'm never going to get through this season, I want you to stop and remind yourself, oh, my brain is trying to make sense of a really challenging situation right now. And then I want you to do a simple mindset shift. And you're going to remind yourself, it's not going to be like this forever.
Okay, I love those 2 steps because they're really tangible and there are things that you can do in the moment. And that is what we need. We need things to do in the moment to shift these thought patterns. And I think another thing that would be really beneficial is if you have mama friends, if you have a village of mamas, this would be a really great time to reach out and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. What's been your experience? Or this feels hard. Let's go grab coffee. And if you don't have that mama village, if you feel isolated in motherhood, please know we are here. Reach out to us. Jump on our Instagram. Send us a message. Because I know we both feel really deeply and passionately about supporting mamas and providing something that, you know, we wish we had had more of as first-time moms or second-time moms or wherever you are in the journey. You are not alone.
Thanks so much for tuning in to More Than Meets the Mom. Until next time, remember, it won't be like this forever. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
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 I love you, Mom.